Tonight, we speak to a Bay Area-based illustrator and cartoonist, Fred Noland. His latest work, a series of posters celebrating Black historical figures, and the artwork is displayed at bus stops in San Francisco, giving people a chance to learn about key figures in Black history while they wait. Fred is joining us tonight on News Nation Prime. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on your new project. You finished this public art project in San Francisco. You focused on Black pioneers, some of them known, others not so well known. How did you choose the people you wanted to honor?
Well, I did a search about four different Black people in San Francisco history, and it was a process of discovery. It goes a lot deeper than I would have expected. One of the founding fathers, Alexander Leedsdorf, was Black. In the Gold Rush days, there was,
It's okay, there are a lot of them. It's hard to remember, but you learned as well, right? This is a learning experience for you.
I did, yes, because, you know, Black history, it's just like 1 month out of the year, and it's not covered as extensively as it really should be.
Yeah, what does Black History Month mean to you? How has it evolved over the years?
Black History Month for me is kind of a reminder of how we've been here from the start and how important it's been, how much we've contributed to the growth and building of this country, like literally with our bare hands.
Yeah, good answer. So talk about the medium, right? Because visual art, like a mural or a poster, drives home a message, and it educates in a way that maybe books don't or television doesn't. And especially with it's kind of a graphic novel-esque type presentation. So how do you think that reaches people who are walking by in the city in a way that other mediums wouldn't?
Well, it's a really great shorthand. Everybody loves comics, at least I hope they do, because I'm a cartoonist. And when I draw these things in kind of something that approaches caricature without being, you know, outwardly just funny, so it's very reader-friendly and coaxes people in, and then when they come in to take a closer look, there's the history in front of them.
Yeah, you kind of get committed and immersed in it. And there's no melting pot of American culture like the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland. Do you feel that other groups who have been maybe marginalized identify with this Black history art?
I would imagine so, yeah. You know, as you said, the Bay Area is one of the nation's most diverse places, and there's a large Filipino community in San Francisco. There's a large indigenous population, and I feel like this is an opportunity for everyone to think about how much more there is out there, like how much deeper our connections are and how much wider the range of people are in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and when we study Black history and the contributions, you know, we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more to be learned and talked about and discussed, as you mentioned. And we talk about the struggles and contributions during Black History Month, but what should all of us be focusing on, not just this February, but all year round?
Well, you know, it's, like I said, it's 28 days, and that's really not enough. You know, we should think about how I would love to see a world in which we don't just have to do Black History Month, but where all the people in this country are discussed on equal footing with each other, you know, where we actually don't have to have a special occasion to think about this group or that group, but we're all actually properly represented.
Yeah, where every month is Black History Month because it's a big part of American history.
Absolutely.
All right, Fred Nolan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the project. It is really cool, and I hope that people, you know, get to see it and learn from it.
Thank you very much.
Still ahead on News Nation. Thanks for watching. Click the red subscribe button below so you can get more of News Nation's fact-driven, unbiased coverage.